Hello and welcome. This is Ellen with Freedom, Growth, and Joy. Thank you for joining me for this guided nature walk today. So the hard part is over. You have made it to the place that you would like to walk. You are here. So you can just take a deep breath, land in this place. We're just going to take a minute here to pause and first thank yourself for taking this time, putting your energy into making this happen for yourself. So from here on out, you can relax and just let my voice guide you. So throughout our walk, we're going to be opening our senses. We're going to be elevating our connection and shifting perspectives. And at the end of the walk, we'll have a little time to fully integrate the experience. So to get started, make sure you have one earbud in and that the other ear is free so you can hear what's around you. So if you need to take a moment and adjust that, go ahead. And if you haven't already, you can begin to walk. And as you start to walk, we will begin with a centering to get us into the present moment, into the body, and prepared to fully immerse ourselves in this guided nature meditation. So as you're walking, just begin to sense the bottom of your feet as they connect with the ground. Heel to toe, what does it feel like? Feel the effortless way that gravity is holding you to the ground. And then lengthen up through your spine into your full height. And allow the structure of your skeleton to support you as you're walking today. So you can relax any tense muscles. And just allow gravity in your skeleton to be what holds you up and holds you to the planet. And trust that they'll both be there for you. And now start deepening your breath. Allow it to fill your lungs. Now imagine your belly as a balloon. And you're inflating it with each of your inhales, allowing your belly to soften. Now notice your thoughts. You're thinking about maybe something that happened before, something that happened, you know, to make this walk happen, how you got there, thinking about what we're going to be doing, thinking about what you need to do next or what you need to plan for in a few days. Just let those thoughts come up into your head. And feel the sensation that those thoughts are creating in your brain and in your skull. Maybe it's a pressure, fullness, maybe it's a tingling, a rattling. So just allow those thoughts to be there and feel what that does to your brain and your skull. And then I want you to imagine that you're picking up your brain with your hands and all those thoughts inside of it and just carry it down as if you're lifting your brain down from your head and let it rest down in your heart space, in your body. So again, imagine, feel that sensation in your brain, all those thoughts are causing, and you can just pretend you're picking it up and just gently carrying it down and placing it in your heart space. And then begin to breathe in and out of your heart space as if that's where you're taking in air and where the air is leaving your body. So this shift of awareness helps us start breathing and having our awareness in our body instead of just what we usually do is walking around with it in our brains. So we're going to try and keep breathing as a reminder to breathe in and out of your heart space. And if you get distracted by thoughts during the walk, just gently let them fall or carry them down from your brain down into your heart. And so it's okay if other thoughts come up while you're walking. And just as a reminder, bring them down into your heart space and breathe in and out of your heart. And sometimes as a reminder, you can even put your hand on your heart if it's harder for you to feel that sensation of the breath in and out. If you place your hand on your heart and feel that breath rising and falling there. Or if at any time your brain gets busy, you can place your hand on your heart again as a reminder to breathe back into your body. I'm also going to ask you to take off your hat as the knower. So the knower is what I call the person that you are, that you can look around and you know the names of trees, or you could know that's a leaf and that's a tree and that's this type of tree. And I want you to just set that aside. And what we're going to do, we're going to take that hat off of the knower and we're going to put on the hat of the curious observer. So two ways to think about the curious observer. One is that you could pretend to be a child, that you're seeing things for the very first time that you've never seen before. Or you could pretend that you're an alien on the planet and this is the first time you have ever visited and all of these things are brand new to you. So just take a moment and dial that in. So as you move your awareness and breath into your heart space, begin to look around you with fresh eyes. So you're now the curious observer. These things are all brand new to you. You're seeing shapes and colors. And from here, I want to ask you, what sights do you see with your eyes? Just take it in. As that curious observer, that child, or that alien on a new planet, what do you see? Now shift your awareness from your eyes to your ears. So you're hearing me in one of your ears. I'm going to quiet down. So open up your other ear. And what do you hear? What are the sounds around you as you walk? Take in all the sounds. See if you can find a new sound that you didn't notice already. Now notice the temperature that you feel on your skin. Is it cool or hot? Humid or dry. Does the temperature feel different near your face compared to the bottom of your body? And what other sensations is your skin picking up? Can you feel your clothes against your body? Can you feel a breeze? How about the sensation of your feet against the ground now? Yeah, what else can you sense through your skin? So remember that you're wearing the hat of the curious observer and not the knower. Make sure you're breathing. Check in again through your heart space, centered in your body. What can you smell? What other smells are there? And now notice your balance in relation to the ground. Are you steady and straight? Are you tilted forward or back? Where is your center of gravity right now? Yeah, notice your balance and where you are in relation to the ground. What can you taste in your mouth right now? Perhaps something lingering from before. Perhaps something entering your mouth during the walk. And without turning around, what do you sense behind you and just outside your peripheral vision? Again, just keep sensing into what's behind you as you walk. What's just outside your peripheral vision on your sides. Now do a quick body scan. How does your body feel on the inside? So starting with your head, scan all the way down your body, through your shoulders and your arms, your torso, all the way down to your feet. Just scan it maybe a couple times up and down. What do you notice inside your body? What sensations are there?
Now notice what emotions are coming up. If you had a few emotions, what would you name them if you were a child experiencing this for the first time, or an alien that's never been here? How would you describe what feelings you're having? And if there are other people around you right now, what can you sense from them? If you sense them in proximity to you, what are you sensing about them? Wearing the hat of the curious observer. So take another few minutes and start observing your full suite of senses available to you. Just allow yourself to really immerse fully in your present experience using all of your senses. So we're going to turn our attention back to what you see around you. So as the curious observer seeing things for the first time, begin to notice what natural elements are around you that are growing up from the ground. Just look around, just notice all the living things growing up from the ground. I'm going to ask you to pick one type of living thing that you see and put yourself in its place. So imagine what it's like to be it growing up from the ground. So experience what it's like to be that plant, or a tree, or grass, or flower. Imagine that you are it, and what it feels like to be that living thing. And just allow yourself to linger there in that new experience of being, and breathe in and out from that place. So we're going to try that again. So you could, like, if you chose a tree, you could choose another tree as you walk. You could just go from tree to tree or grass to grass or find that same type of plant. And as you walk, just continue to kind of put your energy and imagine that you are that tree that you're looking at and you're breathing in and out from that tree, imagining what it feels like to be that. And then find another one and imagine that you're that tree or plant or flower or piece of grass, and imagine what it's like to breathe in and out and be that. And just walk along, continuing to find one natural item after another as you breathe in and out. Pick one item, and as you breathe in and out of another one. And just keep doing that for the next couple of minutes of your walk, fully experiencing what it's like to be those things in nature. And now you're going to shift your awareness from the things growing above the ground to everything that's growing under the ground. All the living things that underneath the surface of the earth, all the things that you cannot see. So imagine sensing into and feeling into what is underneath the ground. You want to be connecting with what you see living above and how that connects down under the surface. What is happening under the surface that's connected to what's up above? And what else can you sense under the surface of the ground? So again, you can imagine yourself actually being underground, that is you. Imagine what it's like to bring your awareness as the curious learner if you were that, and breathe in and out of that and sense new things with each in-breath and out-breath about what you notice is under the surface of the ground that you can't see. So we're going to shift our awareness again. So still seeing things for as if it's the first time. Focus on what you see around you that was alive and is no longer living. So select something either dead or decaying and start sensing into what that feels like. and breathe in and out of that dead or decaying things that you see, and fully sense what it's like to be that. And now, as you're walking along, look at what is around you and find things that are human made. And now select something that is human made and sense into that. Breathe into it as if you were that thing. What it feels like to be that thing. Breathe in and out. Notice how this feels different from the sensing you did into the natural elements around you. And to play with this a little more, let's try switching our awareness back and forth. So select an item that is a living thing. And try that, you know, being that. If it's a tree, pretend you are the tree and you're breathing in and out of it. And then shift your awareness to something that's man-made as you're walking and breathe in and out of that. And then find something natural, breathe in and out of that. And then go back and find something human-made and breathe in and out of that. Remember not to assign any judgment to this, the natural versus the human made. Just let it be what it is and just allow yourself to experience both sensations or what you find with that hat of the curious observer. Notice any juxtaposition or shifts that you feel in your body when you're sensing a human-made element and shifting back to the natural element. What do you notice? So now we're going to shift our awareness again. So if you've been focusing and noticing the natural elements that are near you, shift your perspective to notice natural elements that are further away. And vice versa, if you've been focusing on things that are further away down the path, start focusing on things that are very near and immediately adjacent to your body. And just enjoy this new perspective that you weren't focusing on before. And if you're having thoughts, distractions about what you're going to do later, what you did before, you can just, again, invite you to take a hold of that with your hands gently and bring it down to your heart space. Continue to breathe in and out from your heart. Now you can intentionally shift your focus something near you, and then shift your focus something further away. And then focus on something near you. And then shift your focus on something further away. And now I'm going to ask you, if you've been mostly focusing on the ground or the lower story, look up and notice what is higher. And vice versa, if you're focusing on the taller part of what's around you, move your attention and observe the ground. And if you've mostly been looking at the path, you've opened your vision to the right and the left. And if you've mostly been looking to the left, then look to the right. And if you've mostly been looking to the right, look to the left. Just start to notice and see what maybe you haven't been focusing on so far. So we spend most of our time in the world moving forward, looking at what's ahead, possibly looking to the left and right. So I'm going to ask you here to just pause on your walk so you're safely, so you can safely turn around for a moment and just notice the scene behind you. So this is the scene that you just passed. And you saw it coming from that direction and that perspective. So just take a look to see what new perspective you have, things that you might notice now that you didn't notice when you walked from that direction. All right, so turn back on your way along your walk and resume walking along your path. And I'm going to ask you to loosen your peripheral vision. And as you're walking now, take in the whole scene all at once. So notice near and far, low and high, left and right. And just sense what is behind you. And just allow yourself to be fully enveloped in this natural space. And begin to take slow, long, intentional, deep breaths as you're taking in all that is around you. Slow, long, intentional, deep breaths. So take in the whole scene at once. Feel your connection to what is under the surface. Your connection to the living things all around you. And your connection to the dead and decaying things. And your connection to the human-made elements. For the next several minutes, imagine that your inhale is pulling in energy from all of these things around you. And then with each exhale, you're sending your energy back out into all of them. So on the inhale, you're pulling in energy from all the things around you. And with each exhale, you're sending your energy back out into all of them. So on the inhale, receive, and on the exhale, give. and allow yourself to receive and give with each cycle of breath, feeling this connection that is always available to you. Start sensing the bottom of your feet touching the ground as you walk, grounding you. Feel that gravity supporting you once again and holding you to the earth effortlessly. Lengthen up through your spine, allowing your skeleton to support you. And let's check in. Oh, do another body scan. Your head all the way down to your toes, and your toes back up to your head. How does your body feel on the inside? What do you notice around you now? What do you hear? What do you smell? What sensations do you Does your skin pick up now? What feelings are you having? What emotions are coming up? Where is your point of balance in relation to the ground? What have you noticed, or what do you notice that has changed or shifted since you began your walk? From here, you can keep walking as long as you'd like. And when your walk is complete, I highly recommend setting aside 10 still, silent minutes to help you fully integrate this experience So you can find a place nearby to just sit or stand quietly. Just observe yourself and the world around you, you know, with no other particular purpose. I find setting a timer is helpful to help you fully relax into the experience. You're not anticipating, oh, should I go now? So just set a timer and find 10 minutes of stillness and see what comes up after you've had this experience, this guided nature walk. And I encourage you to repeat this guided nature walk more than once. And really, you know, you notice how the experience evolves and expands for you every time you do it. You could repeat this practice for years to come, and there will always be new lessons to learn, new perspectives to gain, new senses to awaken. And your connection with yourself and everything around you will only deepen. Also, in subsequent experiences, you could consider bringing a journal. And instead of sitting in 10 minutes of silence, you could journal and contemplate the questions provided along with this meditation, or just journal on anything else that comes up after you've had this opportunity to fully immerse yourself in nature. So until next time, wishing you freedom, growth, and joy.